First Peter 5, verses 1 through 4. And now a word to you who are elders in the church. Now that fits many of you men in this room today. Many of you here are considered an elder. Some of you are the younger ones, but many of you are elders. A word to you who are elders in the church. I too am an elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ, and I too will share in his glory when he is revealed to the whole world. As a fellow elder, I appeal to you. Verse 2, care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Now, one of the ways I look at this, if you're a man that's got a family, God may have given you a little flock. You may have one or two or three or four or five, but you may have a little flock, your family. God has told you to take good care of that little family. Teach them about him. Has he not? If you are an elder, in other words, if you're a man, a grown, mature male, you're an elder. And let's say you're only 30 or 35 years old or 40 years old, and you got a little flock that you're taking charge of. God is telling you what to do. You're to care for the little flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly, not for what you will get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God. Now, we should be willing to eagerly serve God and take care of whatever flock he's given us, whether he's referring to a little church, a big church, or just a family, the little flock that he's given you to take care of, to raise up in the love and admonition of the Lord. Now, I was listening to another preaching this week, and there was a pastor that came out on the platform, and he was talking about, this one man was preaching also here in Peter, but he was a couple of chapters back from where I am here, and he was talking about how wives must submit to their husbands, and how the husband must love the wife, and then how the children must be in subjection to the parents in all things. But he says, you know, I didn't know what that word meant, this pastor that was come out on the platform. He said, when my mother and dad, whenever they got married and I was born, and he said, when I was three, they got a divorce. And he said, in my life, and he's looked like he must be 30 years old now, he said, in my lifetime, I have only seen my dad four or five total times in my whole life. Here is a pastor, 30 years old. So he said, I remember when my mother would say, when I was a little boy, you know, maybe I'm six or seven or something, that dad promised to come by and get me and take me somewhere. He said, man, I'd be out on the front yard waiting for dad to come. And said, he's supposed to come at 11 that morning. So he said, I'm out there at 10, and I'm waiting, and 10 comes, 11 comes, 1 comes, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mom said, well, he's not coming. He said, no, Mom, if he comes, I want to be here. He said, I would stay outside on the lawn till 11 or 12 waiting for my daddy to come. And he never came. And as he told, so he said, I don't know how to relate to honoring my parents. And they panned the camera out across the audience. And I looked at the faces of the men. And I thought, wow. I look at one man and I thought, there is a man that's madder than the devil himself. And I don't know why, I can't read his soul. He's either saying, I was one of those lousy daddies. Or he's saying, I had a lousy daddy like that. But you could tell one of the two things is what fit in his. And you have no idea how many of the men that they had that awful look on their face. Almost none of them was smiling. You know, I can't relate to that. I think about how wonderful a dad I had. And I pray to God that every dad in this room and every granddad in this room will take time with your children. If you tell them you're going to do something, for God's sakes, be obedient and do what you tell them. You know, don't tell your children you'll come do something and then don't come. It breaks their little hearts. You know, they want to be known and loved, and they want a daddy that loves them. And boy, I'll never forget that look on those men's faces as they panned that audience after that pastor made that statement. And I could just see the agony. And like I say, the agony could have been one of two things. I'm so mad because I was that daddy. You know, I now know different. But my son, I promised him time and time again I'd come pick him up, and I never did. Or he could be saying, that was the daddy that promised me that he'd come pick me up, and he never did. And so they're mad and they're angry. And until they find God's love, they will live in some kind of unforgiveness, and you know, their life won't be as long as it could have been. They won't, until they get into a point to realize that God won't never do you like that. If he tells you he'll do something, he'll do it.
Amen.
He'll always be a father to you. He will, if he promises you something, it'll happen in his word. You know, but men have a problem believing that God will do what he said whenever their daddy wouldn't do what he said on earth. Because God the Father, you can't see. Your daddy on earth you could see, but I can't even go there with them to think about only seeing your daddy four or five times in your entire life by the time you're 30 years old. I mean, my dad was at home every night. You know, he loved me. He'd do anything to help me. Anything. And he did many times. And I think about so many times that the Lord, that daddy helped me do things. You know, I just stand in awe. I thought, shouldn't everybody? I mean, I was raised up in a home that I never heard my father raise his voice to me, not one time. My mother never raised her voice to me, not one time. I never heard my mother and daddy have an argument, never. In all the years that they were married, I never saw them get into a disagreement in my whole life. I've now come to realize that I was really, really blessed. Really blessed. But every Christian home should be like that. Every Christian home should be like that. Verse 3 and 4. Don't lord it over the people assigned to your care, but lead them by your own good example. Now see, that comes all the way back not just to a leader of a church, but to a man that's over his little flock. He should lead his family by example. He should always tell them the truth. He should do everything he says he's going to do. He should be a sweet, kind, loving husband, daddy, and father to them. And so, and then when the great shepherd appears, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. Just think, if you take care of your little flock, your family, God says when the great shepherd appears, and that could be any time, you know, I'm hearing more people, I mean, in this past week, as I have watched Christian television probably two or three hours this last week, as I have watched that, I've seen several preachers that would say, I believe Jesus is coming in my lifetime. And then the next program or the next day I'll turn it on, I hear one say, I believe Jesus is coming in the next 5 years. And then another would say, I believe he's coming this year. And one guy said, I believe he could come before the day's over today. I thought, you know, they're beginning to get a hold of this. We're beginning to believe that Jesus is coming soon. And he is coming soon. But when the great shepherd appears, which might not be long off, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. Now, how many of you besides me would like to have that crown of glory?
Amen.
Hey, it has a requirement, doesn't it? But as long as we obey him and do what he says, he will bless us with that crown. And then verse 5 and 6. In the same way, you younger men. Okay, he's got a word for the younger men. In the same way, you younger men, you must accept authority of the elders. And all of you serve each other in humility, for God opposes the proud, but he favors the humble. Now, the young men are supposed to submit to the older men. Whenever, if you want advice, ask an older, godly man. I mean, don't just ask any older man, because all older men don't have godly advice. Find you a godly man, a man that's going to church, a man that's reading the Word, because without wisdom from God's Word, you don't have wisdom. And you don't want to ask that man for advice. You want to ask godly men for advice. It says, So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time He will lift you up in honor. So the Lord will take care of these younger men too. Then verse 7, give all your worries and care to God. Now, I know the scripture says that, but let me just, I know the King James says, cast all your care on Him for He cares about you. Let me just ask you a question. I want you to be honest with me. How many of you every day cast your care on the Lord? Okay, that's what I thought. Just a few of us. You know what we try to do? We try to take care of it ourselves, don't we? We don't. I mean, I can. God, that's okay. I can handle it. I'm a big boy now. I can remember, you talk about the stupidity of a young man. I can remember one time when I'd been out one night running a motorcycle race, and I come home with this little plastic trophy I'd won first place. I was so happy with this thing. I come home at midnight and showed it to Mother, and she said, I knew you were up to something. So I've been praying diligently for you ever since you left. I said, Mom, I'm a big boy. I don't need your prayers anymore. I can do it all on my own. Is that the height of stupidity? Thank God for an older, wiser mother. Right, Terry? Thank God. Because He says there, whoops, what happened here? Wow. I don't know how we got in a completely different world. Okay, somebody leaned their arm on the computer, I guess. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. And then verse 8, 9, 10, and 11, and we'll be through. It says, back up one to verse 8. Stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. Is he out there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that beast is out there. He's definitely out there. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Now he's crawling. You got to get this picture. This devil, he's quiet. He's not roaring yet. He's crouching around looking. Did you ever see a lion that roared before he got his meat? No, he's crawling in under the brushes. He's looking, isn't he?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Receive a Crown of Glory and Honor, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.